Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined once again by Bob Kempf. He's the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator. We always love having him on, talking about all things safety and keeping us informed on emergency management situations. So, Bob, as always, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Glad to be here, James.
So, first of all, we're hearing something with our city councils and with our countywide board of supervisors talking about the hazard mitigation plan. Kind of give us a rundown of what that is exactly and what the public needs to know about it.
Well, mitigation is the practice of trying to lessen the effect of some type of emergency or disaster happening, even as far as, you know, our pump systems going down or culverts, bridges getting washed out, things of that nature. And we're required every 5 years to update that plan. One of the things that we're doing differently now is to save money. We're actually doing the Adair and the Guthrie County plan together. So the county, the cities, the school systems, being they're a taxing entity, can sit down and be a member of this plan, and they put down ideas that they have, long range, out of the box kind of things of types of mitigation projects they would like to do. And then as disaster monies become available, anytime we have a presidential disaster, FEMA does supply to the state disaster monies for public assistance, then there's an addition of the hazard mitigation monies that come in, and those are eligible to anybody statewide. And you have to have one of these plans to be able to do an application to do any of those type of projects.
So just kind of a little bit of background there on the information. I know all the different legislative bodies are putting in their input, asking questions, that sort of thing. So any questions, of course, feel free to reach out to Mr. Bob Kempf here. And we're coming to Labor Day here, and that's a very important weekend for Guthrie County, and we'll get to the other reason for it in a little bit. But it's also the unofficial end of summer and the unofficial end of summer storm season. Even though we may have some storms rolling in here and there, the most severe threat has probably come and gone. So, Bob, give us your assessment on this summer. Has it been better than average, worse than average, about average? Where's it been?
Well, as far as actual severe weather, there are so many categories. As far as tornadoes, we're in much better shape than we've been some of our years before. As far as flooding, we're in much better shape as far as some of the things that have happened in the past. The one thing that we did have was on June 28th, we had the large area of wind that went through mainly Adair County, basically went from the northwest corner clear down to the southeast corner, and then it proceeded, and there were tornadoes over in the Marion County and Wapello County area that came out of the same storm system. So we did have that, and that's probably been our largest event as far as weather. Adair County was named in the Presidential Declaration for assistance to the public entities, which are our cities, our schools, our utility infrastructures, and things like that, the hospital. We did not have enough uninsured damages to look at the individual assistance program that would have helped the general uninsured public out. We did not qualify for that. In fact, the state didn't qualify for it anywhere.
All right, so that's kind of a wrap-up there of the severe weather season. And remember to stay listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network Severe Weather Action Team. In case those storms do pop up in a severe level, we'll be able to give you all the information first, fast, and accurately. And the other reason why Guthrie County is so abreast to Labor Day weekend is because it's Guthrie County Fair weekend. And we're kind of next to a big poster here that Bob's going to have out of the county fair. So tell us about your setup there this weekend.
Well, basically, we usually have a booth out to the county fair every other year. I mean, the other years, the sheriff's office or somebody uses it. So we'll be out there again this year. We can help people sign up for the Alert Iowa system to get the emergency alerts on their cell phones, their house phone, their email. We'll also have a computer there that if people want to check and make sure that their information is correct, because people change cell phones a lot these days, or they get rid of their house phone and only have their cell phone, we'll be able to look their information up on the computer, make sure that their information is accurate and that they're signed up for what they want. The other thing that we're going to have is we're going to have some handouts for workplace emergency supply kits, which is something a little different. We always talk about the emergency kit for the car and the house, but I've got some handouts this year for the workplace and maybe what you ought to have at the workplace. So, and the other thing that we have kind of different this year that we're going to have for the first time, and hopefully it works well, it has here in the office, but we haven't used it at the fair, is we actually have a tabletop tornado machine that we're going to be using that the kids can look at, and they can adjust the wind speed on it and see how a tornado is formed actually in the machine. So we're hoping that that works well. It's like everything else. Sometimes when it goes live, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out at the fair. It looks like we're going to have some damp days while we're there, but we're certainly hoping that the severe weather stays away.
And speaking of that severe weather, it brings up a great question here. If there is severe weather at the fair, where are there any shelters nearby, or what's the procedure there if you're out of the fair and you run into severe weather?
Well, the main thing is to get into shelter, to get into a sturdy building, such as the community building or some of the other buildings that are down there, the old community building and things like that. Basically, at this point, we're not looking at any tornadic type activity. You know, it's mainly rain and wind and things like that we're looking at for the week. But everybody needs to stay weather aware. The best way to do it is get signed up for the weather alerts and listen to the radio.
All great things. Once again, that's Bob Kempf. He's the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator, joining us for his periodical chat on Let's Talk Guthrie County. Be sure to stop on by the fair, and our Big Red Radio will be by the fair as well, so you can hit two birds with one stone while you're out there. I'm sure enjoy some carnival rides, fair food, and those 4-H exhibitions. So, Bob, as always, thanks for joining us.
You bet, James. Glad to talk with you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.